This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
The Demons of Imperialism. When colonizers go into a country, take it over, steal the land and resources, and slaughter and enslave the people, they justify this by demonizing their victims with racist and dehumanizing terminology. The Puritans called the Indians dangerous wild beasts, brutes, devils, and devil worshippers whose souls were to be consigned to their proper place in hell by a process of extermination. In the Black Hawk War of 1832, in which men, women, and children of the Sayuk tribe were systematically butchered, there was talk of fast getting rid of these demons in human shape, who were more like wild beasts than men. George Washington likened the red savages to wolves, both being beasts of prey, though they differ in shape. Rudyard Kipling referred to the Asian victims of British imperialism as half-devil, half-child. In 1897, Winston Churchill judged Afghans to be dangerous and as sensible as mad dogs, fit to be treated as such, and he recommended the use of poison gas against them. British Prime Minister Lloyd George said his government retained the right to, quote, kill niggers. He was referring to Asians and Africans. Niggers was also the term used by American officials in the Philippines to describe the Filipinos, whom they slaughtered in great numbers. In the meantime, President William McKinley talked about Anglo-Saxon obligation to uplift and civilize inferior peoples, as in the Philippines. The future belongs to the white man, announced Kaiser Wilhelm II in 1908. He meant the white imperialists. Remember, these colonizers come as murderous plunderers, but they see themselves as civilizing saviors. Remember also that these racist pronouncements issued not from some uncultivated, poorly educated, obscure individuals, but from the most eminent members of society, the upper-class gentlemen, the leaders and patricians, the imperialists. To this day, racists still treat the subordinate social status of people of color as a manifestation of their inferior biological and mental capacities rather than as something foisted within the socio-economic system itself. The demonizing myths to justify the displacement and disfranchisement of Palestinians in Palestine were propagated by the Zionist imperialists. Quoting Prime Minister Menachem Begin, for instance, the Palestinians are beasts walking on two legs. Quoting Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir in 1988, the Palestinians should be crushed like grasshoppers, heads smashed against the boulders and walls. Quoting Prime Minister Barak in 2000, the Palestinians are like crocodiles. The more you give them meat, the more they want. The imperial power is also above the law. Israel may have the right to put others on trial, says Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, but certainly no one has the right to put the Jewish people and the State of Israel on trial. Similarly, when the U.S. went and invaded, bombed, and destroyed the infrastructure of Iraq, we got a more polished imperialist rhetoric, and yet we got some of the same kinds of techniques. Dehumanizing the leader, saying the leader was a butcher and a demon and a devil, which then gave the U.S. colonizers the right to bomb and kill the people, occupy the country, and destroy its infrastructure and its society while taking over its oil, patronizing the people, designating them as unequipped for self-rule, and hoisting a constitution on them in mimicry of U.S. democracy. The U.S. occupiers in Iraq are no different from other colonizers. They would victimize the people of the country, all in the name of saving them. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.